Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 81. Lows around 62 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 85. Seasonal temperatures Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Slight chance for storms Wednesday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, tomorrow is primary election day across the state of Kansas, as early voting is still ongoing across most of the state today, with the polls opening up at 7 a.m. tomorrow for different districts for city council and school board districts around the state that may have enough candidates for a primary election. As we sat down with Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab, anticipating what those voter turnouts may look like for a primary election, saying that we could expect anywhere between a 8% to 15% voter turnout in the state.
We are kind of moving away from expectations because we never hit the line. We just say, hey, here's what it was last time.
Sure.
And different things compel folks to change that. I've always said it's kind of changed the argument from the Democrats now, but it used to always be, what are you doing to drive voters out?
Right.
Not my job.
Right.
Any more than it's a referee's job in a basketball game to drive up the score.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday afternoon, the chase is on for the $25 million as LIV Golf tees off in the first round live from Chicago at 1 p.m. Saturday, Major League Baseball heats up with a Midwest battle as Baseball Night in America has the Cubs versus the Cardinals at 6. And Sunday morning, catch the final round of LIV Golf in Chicago at 11. Then it's IndyCar and ICS Racing in Portland at 2. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
U.S. Senators from the state of Kansas, Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, wrapped up last week at co-sponsoring a bill that was officially presented by U.S. Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, known as the Roeder Act, regarding technology and aircraft after a three-day investigation hearing that happened last week with aviation officials regarding the crash that happened 6 months ago with the plane that originated from the city of Wichita and collided with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. WIBW News reports that the technology that would be proposed in the Roeder Act would allow aircraft to broadcast their positions and receive the positions of others within real time. As U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas have co-sponsored the bill, releasing a joint statement saying, quote, the Roeder Act reflects many of the priorities our families have been advocating for since the tragic loss of flight number 5342. We're especially encouraged by the stronger ADSB requirements of the bill, as well as the requirement for an Army Inspector General to conduct an audit into the Army's role in our accident. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska Medical Cannabis Commission is officially meeting today for a general discussion regarding state laws about medical cannabis and the ongoing research around medicine and the medical benefits of cannabis in the state. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the commission has until October 1st of this year to begin their licensing of medical cannabis establishments, with the meeting agenda for today goes over many of the release of permanent rules and regulations in the state, saying the commissioners would need to schedule a public hearing at least 30 days out before some of those rules are permanentized. The temporary regulations currently in place can be extended for one 90-day period if needed, though Governor Jim Pillen said the commission does have what they need in order to pass the formal guidelines and have them in place by the October 1st deadline. Governor Jim Pillen did approve the emergency regulations back on June 29th that immediately allowed the commission to begin accepting licensing applications for cultivators, product manufacturers, dispensaries, and transporters.
School is out. Summer meals are being served in Kansas communities at parks, pools, libraries, churches, and schools. Meals are free to all children 18 and younger with no enrollment needed. Find a nearby site by texting the word SUMMER to 914-342-7744 or by calling 1-866-348-6479. Let's keep Kansas kids powered up for summer fun and academic success.
Sponsored by the Kansas Appleseed and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted to rescind an earlier decision to complete asphalt overlay on a mile-and-a-half stretch of 30th Road north of Axtell. The motion to rescind followed several executive sessions, with Austin Klein voting in the negative on a 2-to-1 split. Funds for the $870,000 project will remain in the Capital Improvement Fund, and work on the road, including narrowing and a crown, will be planned, and speed limit changes considered for safety. A public hearing on the 2026 budget, which would allow exceeding the revenue neutral rate, is set for September 8th at 8:30 a.m. The final draft is set for publication at 44.368, a 2.79 mil increase year over year. Washington County Commissioners spent nearly an hour and a half at last week's meeting discussing options for a countywide ambulance service. Some 30 people joined the conversation, including city and hospital, as well as ambulance service providers. Commissioners asked for a decision to be made by year-end if these would prefer continuing independent operations or would prefer establishing countywide service. Republic County Ambulance Director suggested a next step would be to hire a director if going that route, and that it could take up to a year to get up and running. Their annual budget is $1.2 million with full-time staff. Washington County has set aside $800,000 in the 2026 budget if a countywide operation is adopted. An option discussed would be having a current provider expand and offer contract services. Ability to find qualified EMTs was mentioned as a concern. A countywide service has been considered for nearly 3 years and goes back even further, some 30 years back. No decisions were made, pending feedback from the communities involved. County Appraiser Lance Lease was hired as a county employee after previously serving on a contract basis. Commissioners had looked for an alternative for the past year, expressing concern with cost. Lease is from Sedgwick County and travels to Washington County once or twice each week. He's held the post since 2017. Devin Speakman was approved for hire as deputy sheriff in Washington County. Nemahal County Administrator Robert Reese presented a revised budget with a mill levy set at 40.603 mills, which will be published ahead of a public hearing in August. A public hearing to allow exceeding the revenue neutral rate is planned August 25th at 10 a.m. He has reached out to an environmental firm to do testing at the Pioneer Building in Seneca, which may be a possible site for a new ambulance barn. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard last meeting from a representative with the Nebraska Association of Counties regarding current legislative bills in place and a legislative conference that will be held in Beatrice September 11th. It was also reported Nebraska will be going to a single license plate with no guarantee at this time. Individuals registered will receive the same plate number as currently held. A fatality accident was reported in Beatrice Saturday evening. 45-year-old Amanda Ames of Beatrice died as a result of injuries sustained as she collided with a vehicle driven by a 16-year-old juvenile male at 7th and Monroe Streets. Fire and rescue responded shortly before 10 p.m., and Amanda Ames was airlifted to a Lincoln hospital where she was declared deceased. The other driver and a juvenile male passenger in that vehicle were transported to Beatrice Community Hospital with injuries sustained. Investigation into the accident continues. Lavonna B. Spoonoggle, age 100, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home for Lavonna Spoonoggle. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish with tater tots, California vegetable blend and pears. Tomorrow, lasagna with garlic bread, salad, peaches, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Marshall County Health Department will offer outreach clinics with adult, adolescent, and children's vaccines, as well as blood pressure measurement. Please bring a current insurance card. Monday, August 4th at the Bremen Fire Station, 3 to 4 p.m. Tuesday, August 5th at the Vermilion Community Center from 1 to 2:30 and the Frankfurt Nutrition Site from 3 until 6. Wednesday, August 6th at the Waterville Community Center, 1 to 2:45. Blue Rapids Community Center from 3 to 4:45. For information, contact the Marshall County Health Department, 785-562-3485.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are possible early on today, then staying mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers early on Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, and staying mostly clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 70s. Sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Staying sunny throughout Friday as well with our highs in the lower to mid 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Slight chance for some rain showers early on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Then more rain may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And some rain showers possible Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Had a brief shower early this morning with around 30 hundredths on a Sunday morning shower here at the studios in Marysville. Average high temperature, 91. Record high on this date, 113. And the average low, 69. And the record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:38. Sunrise in the morning at 6:29. Just a little bit of lingering activity shower-wise. East central Nebraska, northeast Nebraska. But down on the Kansas side, got a little bit of activity. Showing up to the southeast of Belleville. Then down to the south of Manhattan Junction City. Most of that dissipating this hour. Did track across here. Added a few hundredths of an inch overnight at studios in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 4th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Bob's Walker, on the square in Washington, we are working to provide you with the quality meats you deserve at a price that doesn't break the bank. We process beef and hogs that are locally sourced in this area to fill your freezer. Or we can also put together a meat bundle, whether it's beef, pork, or a combination of the two. We have many products along with fresh beef and pork cuts in our retail case. Do you have your own beef or pork you'd like to get processed? Give us a call at Bob's Walker, 785-325-2920, and we will get you on the books.
Dreaming of a new home? Let Inline Construction make that dream a reality. Custom home builds from foundation to finish with your plans, or they'll help you with design. Build on your lot or take advantage of Marysville's newest subdivision, Hartley Ridge, at 8th Street and Jayhawk Road. Call today and get started with Inline Construction of Marysville.
A change at the top in the East. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Closest division in baseball here in early August. NL East, Mets began yesterday with a half-game lead, but they lose in a rout to the Giants, 12-4. And in the Sunday night game, Phillies take advantage.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that ties the ball game. Joan Duran closes it out, and the Phillies shut out the Tigers.
2-0 the final. John Chambi, ESPN Radio. Kyle Schwarber hitting a solo shot in the eighth, number 38 on the season, tied with Shohei Ohtani for most in the National League. For Schwarber, his eighth homer since the All-Star break, most in baseball. Phillies win, Mets lose. Philly has a half-game lead in the East. Dodgers snap an 18-inning scoreless streak. They shut out the Rays 3-0. Yankees are swept by the Marlins. First time that's ever happened. Marlins tie with the Brewers for the best record since the All-Star break. Milwaukee sweeping the Nationals 14-3. Brewers with 38 runs and 56 hits in the three-game sweep. Cubs get a two-run walk-off shot from Justin Turner to beat the Orioles 5-3. Speaking of walk-offs.
This is lifted high in the air. This ball is carrying deep out into left center field. It is out of here. That is a walk-off home run right there. Taylor Ward jumps all over that pitch. That's a three-run homer, and the Angels win this game today.
Angels Radio AM 830. Angels trailed 5-0, but they walk it off against the White Sox 8-5. Royals get past the Blue Jays in 10. Red Sox beat the Astros 6-1 for their fifth straight win. Rockies hit three consecutive homers in the sixth, but they lose to the Pirates 9-5. Braves double up the Reds 4-2 at Bristol Motor Speedway. WNBA, the Aces beat the Valkyries 101-77. What a turnaround for Las Vegas. After losing by 53 on Saturday, they win by 24 yesterday. Cameron Young wins by 6 at the Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, his first PGA Tour win in 94 starts.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Option. Are you looking for a new career? Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville, now hiring for production positions, welders, painters, and assembly, as well as an administrative invoicing position. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, and exceptional benefits, include incentive bonus, paid time off, all-inclusive medical insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
From ABC News Wall Street Weekend. Will stocks continue Friday sell-off tomorrow? Friday saw plenty of downward pressure on stocks, including President Trump's labor head firing, the new jobs report revision, new steep tariffs on 66 countries, and President Trump's submarine saber-rattling with Russia. All that not the kind of news that Wall Street likes to hear. With COVID shot sales sliding and more Americans saying they plan not to get their shots this year, Moderna announcing it's planning to slash 10% of its workforce by the year end. Looking ahead this week, on Tuesday, Fortune magazine will be out with its annual 100 Most Powerful People in Business list. The list last year was headed by Elon Musk, followed by Jensen Huang of NVIDIA and Satya Nadella of Microsoft. And earnings season is in full swing. Reports have been generally positive so far. This week we'll hear from Disney, McDonald's, and Caterpillar, as well as Uber, Lyft, and chipmaker AMD. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The United States and Indonesia have finalized a major trade deal that includes Indonesia committing to purchase roughly 1 million metric tons of U.S. wheat annually through 2030, doubling previous levels. The agreement reduces tariffs on U.S. agriculture exports and aims to expand market access for American farmers. Alongside wheat, the deal includes other key commodities like soybeans and dairy, totaling over $4.5 billion in agricultural purchases. Officials say the move strengthens bilateral trade ties and offers more stability for U.S. grain producers looking looking to compete in Southeast Asia's growing food market. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Kansas Wheat Commission CEO Justin Gilpin, and I asked him what contingency plans or diversification strategies are in place should geopolitical or tariff-related disruptions arise.
Well, that's a tough one to plan for because geopolitical events is something that we seem to be dealing with on a daily basis right now. What I would like to hope is that an agreement like this between milling companies in Indonesia, along with the U.S. Wheat Associates, I'm hoping that something like this helps give a little bit more consistency to the outlook of wheat exports for their purchases, but then also for our exports. And it sends a good signal to the marketplace that there is demand for U.S. wheat, and it will be a consistent demand, not only through for the next coming months, but for the coming years. But then also can help signal some sense of consistency in an environment where we're dealing with black swan and geopolitical events that do seem to cause some volatility and uncertainty. So hopefully that this agreement, this MOU in place, can help calm the waters a little bit is how I view it, James.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act was recently signed into law on July 4th, 2025. There are many provisions in the act that impact agriculture, which K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen discusses. He explains a change in depreciation provisions.
On the business side of things, the depreciation provisions are huge. We get restored 100% first-year bonus depreciation effective for qualified assets placed in service on or after January 19 of this year. And that is huge in terms of asset purchases and farm machinery manufacturers, those types of things. That's really going to drive and stimulate more asset purchases.
He also talks about a couple of things that have changed for commodities.
The reference price for corn is $4.10, wheat $6.35, soybeans is $10, and those are going to be the big ones in Kansas. And there's an annual escalator of 0.5% starting with the 2031 crop year, and that is capped at 113% of the new baseline, which is that original statutory reference price. And a couple other big ones with respect to that is that this year producers are going to get the higher of their ARC or PLC, no matter how they're signed up. And then starting next year with ARC, if they're getting ARC ag risk coverage, if that's the way they're getting their payments, they can also get supplemental coverage option, which is a boost on crop insurance, which previously they'd not been eligible to do that. That if you're getting payments by ARC, you weren't eligible for SCO, and that starts next year. So really big stuff with respect to reference prices.
Base acres are included in the act, and McOwen says what is different.
This is a one-time voluntary opportunity for farmers as a whole to enroll up to 30 million new base acres based on their 2019 to 2023 planting history. This starts with the 2026 crop year. So the 2025 ARC and PLC are going to be continued to be based on the producer's current base acres with that increase starting with the 26 crop year. And there's a formula that's involved in terms of how many base acres are increased and then how the payments are going to be adjusted in accordance with that. But bottom line is the way this works for people to understand this is if base acres go up, that means you've got more acres that are eligible for payments. And with the reference prices going up, that's going to put more cash in farmers' pockets.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen highlighting a few key provisions from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Learn more at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sales today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're operating every other week on the summer schedule and will feature a sale next Monday, August 11th. Early consignments for next week's sale include 6 red, 1 red and white face, first calf families with June calves inside, 22 red, 2 red and white face, bred cows, second calf, start calving September 1st. If you have consignments, call ahead, Beatrice 77 Livestock. So you'll see their consignments online at Beatrice77Livestock.com. And remember, sales every other Monday with our next sale August 11th at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
For big orange pumpkins in the fall, you'll need to nurture them in August. A few pumpkin patch pointers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 4th, the 216th day of the year. NASCAR driver Jeff Gordon has a birthday, and the 44th President Barack Obama turns 64 today. For harvesting in September and October, pumpkins should be growing on the vine by now. Here are some tips on nurturing them through the next few weeks. For larger pumpkins, remove all but the most promising fruits from each vine. Pull out roots closest to the pumpkins to give them room to grow and train the vine away from the fruit to prevent it from crushing them. Make sure the plants have plenty of water and pinch off the vine's tips and side shoots. Water at the root if you can rather than sprinkling from above. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice online. Visit almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY. It's 63 degrees. Following an unseasonably cool weekend, we'll look for a gradual warm-up. Highs top 80 today, middle 80s tomorrow, approaching 90 by Wednesday, then back to seasonal highs week's end. Another little shower overnight, didn't drop a lot, couple hundreds here at the studios in Marysville. Yesterday's surprise shower, about 30 hundredths of an inch here at studios.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the unveiling of the new David Booth Memorial Stadium at the University of Kansas during the showcase and revealing of the new stadium, the university has also shown a lineup of Kansas High School Football State Championship helmets. As according to Coach Lance Leopold, they say that the display is a way to help recognize some of the top high school programs in the state with the goal of wanting to recognize and acknowledge the hard work of high school teams and what they do each year, with the opportunity of potentially even hosting high school state football games at the new stadium.
But hoping that when the stadium is complete, that the possibility of state championships and things being played here is something I've talked with Coach Kleiman at K-State about, even tossing the idea of alternating the site for the championship between the two universities.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Howdy, folks. This is Pat Green, and I will be playing Rock the Plains right there in Tuttle Creek State Park, Manhattan, Kansas, August 8th and 9th. It's going to be a great week full of camping, cold beer. Get your tickets now. Country music everywhere. It's going to be a ball, y'all.
All upon my got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. Just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. What we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. you to find what you were looking for.
Howdy, folks. This is Pat Green, and I will be playing Rock the Plains right there in Turtle Creek State Park, Manhattan, Kansas, August 8th and 9th. It's going to be a ball, y'all.
KNDY.